Is that the difference between a swamp and a marsh? Is a marsh saltwater?
Well, the behind the house that you see there now is all marsh that goes all the way back to the inland waterway.
Is it saltwater?
It's saltwater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, swamps are mainly off of low areas that's fresh water. It's just real, real low areas that get swampy, and below here on down towards Waycross,
mm-hmm.
there are swamps down there that you just can't walk in because you disappear.
Mm. Well, you mentioned loam. Are there any other types of soil that you're familiar with?
No, I'm not too familiar with soil.
Okay.
My wife wishes I was.
And then if you were getting water off the marshes, you would say you're doing what?
Getting water?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, why would you want to get water off the...
Well, so that you could cultivate the land. You say you were going to do what to the marsh?
But you wouldn't want to bring in salt water off the marsh to...
Well, it's the land you want. You want to get rid of the water. Or if you're washing vegetables, you might put them in a dish and so that they will...
drain.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the thing that you might dig to for the water to run off in when you're draining it?
A ditch or a trench.
What if it's something big enough for a boat?
Be a canal.
Mm-hmm. And what is a shallow arm of the sea where the tide might flow in and out?
Well, now the tide comes, that's a mud flat behind our house.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tide is in, it's beautiful. When the tide is out, there's nothing there but a flat, muddy area.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call the water, an area that was water? I don't guess it flows all the way out, but it's tidal.
Yeah, we have some water left, a little water, have a creek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is the word inlet what I'm describing? I've heard other people
say
that.
Yes, now down by the ocean there would be inlets, yes. Mm-hmm. That would be closer to the ocean.
All right. What might you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in the field? Maybe 10 feet deep, 10 feet across?
Hmm. Sure, I can think of a word for that.
All right. Suppose there's been just a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut a channel across the road. That would be a...
I guess it cut a gully across
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, you mentioned creek. Are there other types of small, freshwater flowing bodies of water?
Well, your river is your big thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then off the river you have small creeks or streams.
Are they the same?
Well, a stream and a creek are usually about the same size.
Is there anything smaller than a creek?
Not hardly.
Do you use the word branch at all?
Well, that would be the same thing because a branch is something that branches off the big river.
Okay. And could you name some rivers and then some creeks in this area?
Well, Savannah River is the main river that comes in out of the ocean. And then we have the Wilmington River, the Thunderbolt River. We have the Inland Waterway. We have Skidaway Narrows. Crossing to South Carolina, we have Calabooga Sound. Below us here, we have Warsaw Sound, St. Catherine Sound, Ossabaw Sound. This is the opening between the islands that runs from the river out to the big ocean.
I was just about to ask what a sound was. And then what about creeks?
We have many, many small creeks around here. Lazaretta Creek, which is between here and the ocean, where the Tybee Road goes to the water. Gray's Creek, which you went over when you came out today.
Mm-hmm.
And a great many other small creeks around here.
And then what is the body of water that's south of the United States from Florida to Texas?
Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And what is a small rise in the land?